Macquarie, first of all, can I just get your thoughts of the Theresa May talk today?
I think, firstly, we all agree on extremism, that it needs to be eradicated and rooted out. And Muslims, more than any other community, want extremism to be eliminated for two reasons. Firstly, globally, the Muslim community has been more of a victim of terrorism than any other community. And secondly, that these terrorists who have no faith are an insult to humanity, are using the name of Islam to kill people, to cause political violence and cause bloodshed, and also destroy lives. And as a result, we all totally agree on extremism, that it needs to be eradicated, rooted out. Now, I think in terms of living in this country, we just need to be mindful of the fact that civil liberties are not infringed and people don't feel threatened. And any kind of laws or rules and regulations that are made should apply indiscriminately to all sorts of extremism. You know, extremism from the far right, if there are extremists on the far left, if there are extremists belonging to a particular religion, they all should be treated equally under the same law.
Just how important do you think that the message is brought there, then, that it is against all extremism rather than just particularly one type?
Yeah, I think that's important. That, you know, it's important for the purposes of sustaining our democracy, and also for the government's reputation, that any laws that are made to tackle extremism apply to all sorts of extremism. There are extremists, like, for instance, you know, the far-right extremists have taken a Muslim life in this country. Far-right extremists have actually damaged and threatened Muslim institutions like mosques. And therefore, you know, when we are living in a culture where Islamophobia is on the rise, we need to give some sort of protection to the Muslim community as well. Those who are law-abiding, those who are not, against extremism, they should not feel threatened. And also, I think in terms of values, you know, British Muslims are completely, you know, okay with British values. You know, there's no discrepancy in Islam having a religious identity and a national identity. Muslims are proud to be Muslim and proud to be British.